using the breath to initiate a peak state, to allow yourself to have this transitional, transformative, integrative process happen. It can happen in, we use as little as 3 minutes. You can shift energy and shift your state and allow yourself to either let go of things or integrate things.
Life is better when you breathe. Welcome to The Breathing Edge, the podcast where we share tips, techniques, biohacks, and interviews to help you achieve peak performance in all areas of your life.
If you truly want to get the edge in life, you can find it right here at The Breathing Edge. And now, we are your hosts, Shane and Angelina Saunders.
All right, welcome to another episode of The Breathing Edge podcast. All right, so today is one episode that's particularly close to my heart. Have you ever thought to yourself, I just need more space? Give me some more space, please.
We have noticed, and our clients have told us, that taking on more stuff is just not something that they can do. Or you can feel it from people when we meet people. Have you ever had a conversation with someone and you're there talking to them and you're watching their eyes dart around? You're almost watching their brain thinking about all the other things that they have to do, and you can kind of notice that they're not even paying attention to you, and they might give you a couple of, oh, yeah, okay, yeah, no, good. And sometimes, what I used to do, and this is, I'm gonna admit this to everyone, what I used to do is I used to literally ask people questions that were just so, like, not about what we were talking about, just to see if they were actually listening to me. And often I have found myself doing the same thing, thinking about, what have I got to do? And it's something that, with getting more aware of that and getting more graceful about it, is being present and being aware with people. Mm-hmm. And this really comes down to, most people, especially in the business world, where we are entrepreneurs, even in families, that people just don't have any bandwidth left. And it's not something that they mean to do. It's just that they've got their head is full of so much shit.
Yes. Well, we've just come back from Bali, Indonesia, and we were one of the facilitators at Mind Valley's A-Fest. And there was about 350 people that were there at this event. And we were running the breathing sessions for this. Mm. And the fascinating thing is we were with them for 4 days. Some of them, we were there 6 days because the day before and day after. And what we found, it was really fascinating how it's just most people are just full of clutter, like the doing, and they just have no bandwidth for anything else. And yes, they were there to learn and there's some great information, but it's just like sometimes you just can't get anything else in and learn anything more because you haven't integrated what you've learned before, or you haven't, created space for more learning.
And here's the thing, awareness of the fact that you need to be doing something else, or you think you need to learn something else, creates anxiety. So people get stuck in this loop where they go somewhere to learn something new because they think that's going to solve their problem. But when they learn the new thing, it gets stuck in their head and put somewhere, and they don't have any room to actually apply it. And so you go on collecting new things, more things here. And we really started to witness people that were coming to find out something, and they were kind of like, oh, well, I didn't really learn anything new. And then they get more frustrated because, it's the same thing with you, with us, with me, with myself. I don't see when I'm stuck. I don't, we've got ourselves to a decent level of awareness, where we understand, I understand when I'm being a dickhead. I know that. I can observe my own judgments. That's something that I've worked on a lot. So, but it's something that other people need to help you with that. And we really, we got to see firsthand that, during the longer breathing sessions that we did, which create this space, where it seems like the information that people have in their head and the stuff that they have in their head all of a sudden falls into place and useless stuff gets flushed out.
Mm.
And they have this sense of integrating. Mm. You know, something becomes integrated, or they get a knowing that what they already know what they need to do. It's just that they just didn't have the bandwidth to press go.
Yeah.
And these longer sessions that we've done with people, we've seen them go, oh, okay, I know what it is I need to do. I already know enough stuff.
Mm.
And this happens a lot when you reach a certain level of mastery in an area. You can't see it, but someone else will either, you know, something will happen to you that'll force you to see it, or someone might give you a gentle reminder. Mm. And
or not so gentle.
Yeah, or not so gentle. And that's where you'll need to have a process for integration, or you'll need to have a process for transitioning or for transforming, so that you can take yourself to that next level.
Mm.
And so we've really come to understand that we have a process for that.
Mm.
We have a process that's allowed us to move forward ourselves and let go of things that we didn't need, or understand that we already know a whole lot of stuff, you know, and so this process allows you to then actually become and live that. You start to live the skills that you've got. It starts to become an unconscious process for you.
We call it, like, if you liken it to a computer software, we call it clearing the cache.
Mm.
I mean, we have to do that with our computers all the time.
Angie came out on our first session in Bali, and we had 150 people in the room. We came out and Angie goes, this is a control alt delete for your mind. And everyone just got it. Everyone was like, okay. And so there it was. And the process allowed people to actually hit control alt delete for their, for their hardware. And, you know, and as we said before, clear the cache out.
Yeah. So I've gotten to the habit now of, how often am I clearing my cache?
Mm.
When I'm feeling full up, all right, I know I need to stop and connect with my breath and clear out some space. And some people do that through meditation. I just find that my natural default is to resist meditation.
Seriously, the difference between using the breath to initiate a peak state, to allow yourself to have this transitional, transformative, integrative process happen, it can happen in, you know, we use... as little as 3 minutes, you can shift energy and shift your state and allow yourself to either let go of things or integrate things. Meditation, it takes, if you're a seasoned meditator, or you try, it takes a lot longer. We understand. I will go out there and say that this process is an active form of meditation, and the reason that I believe that it is a lot faster acting is because the cycling of the breath gives your mind enough to grab onto, to understand that it's doing something. Because this is what I found personally was the hardest thing about meditation for me, was my mind was so active that you just get caught up in, like, I've got to stop my thoughts. Oh, and you get into this battle, and that's half the battle. Then, let alone the body. Don't even let us get to the body then. You gotta get past the body. Anyway, I'll come back to where I was before. It's a simple, fast process, and it can be done in as little as 3 minutes.
Yeah. Well, we had a beautiful gentleman that came up to us after the first session, the control alt delete for your mind session. It was just 30 minutes of breathing. That was it. And he came up to us and he said he had done, like, what, 7 or 10 days at silent
Vipassana meditation
for like 7 to 10 days. I can't remember what it was.
No, it was 7 days. It was a whole week.
Okay. So 7 days of silent meditation. He said he got to that space after just 30 minutes of doing this breathing.
Yes, that was one thing. He's done a week-long meditation retreat, serious meditation we're talking here, like hours and hours at a time.
Yeah.
And he said 30 minutes and he was in that space.
Yeah. So it's very powerful, the breath, if you learn to connect with your breath more. And that's really what we would just say, like, to really just to get started, is start connecting with your breath more. Use your breath as a reaction tool rather than your default reaction. So,
and also, breath equals space. It's not in the words, it's in the practice.
Thank you for listening to the Breathing Edge podcast with us. We invite you to join the free Breathing Edge community, where you'll get more tips and techniques along with exclusive live breathing sessions via Facebook Live. Just search for The Breathing Edge in Facebook groups and click on the Join Group button to apply. We'll see you in the community. The Breathing Edge podcast is brought to you by the Experts on Air podcast network. Disclaimer, the only purpose of this podcast is to educate and to inform. It is no substitute for professional care by a doctor or other qualified medical professional. This podcast is provided on the understanding that it does not constitute medical or other professional advice or services. Instead, we encourage you to discuss your options with a healthcare provider. Guests who speak in this podcast express their own opinions, experience, and conclusions, and neither O2 Collective Propriety Limited nor any company providing financial support endorses or opposes any particular opinions discussed in this podcast. This podcast is available for private, non-commercial use only. Advertising, which is incorporated into, placed in association with, or targeted towards the content of this podcast is forbidden. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast. O2 Collective Propriety Limited assumes no liability for any of your activities in connection with this podcast or for your use of this podcast in connection with your website, computer, or playing device.